Today's Mishnah, and it's actually the last Mishnah we're finishing over here, the Perek. So today's Mishnah, Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Wow. Okay, so yesterday, remember, we learned the Shita of the Chachamim, who say that even if you have three different containers, or even if you're squeezing out your shirt, or even if you're using a type of water where you shake out, a type of container where you shake out the water through different holes, it would still be mitztarev. Now, that sounded like there's no limit on how small the particular container would be from which you're going to be mitzarif the water. Today we discover that that's not really true. And that, and so I just wanted to actually to remind you that, according to the way that we're being most machmir yesterday, this idea of the shlosha lugin is actually meant to be a proportion. That the Shlosha Lugin is Shlosha Lugin out of our Boim Lug, Boim Saw, which was our one out of 320th Chalokim. And that meant that we needed to actually dilute an entire mikvah of Mayim Shuvim with this enormous amount, 12,700 times the amount of the Arboim Saw, which is the equivalent of that proportion. But as far as how it is that the water got there in the first place, it didn't seem to matter how it got there in the first place. However, today we discover that mikli echad, mishnayim, mishlosha, mitzarfim, we will be mitzarif according to the Chachomim who argue with Rabbi Akiva, will be mitzarif, even two, even three, but not from four. So if we have shloisha lugin that is being poured out of four different kelim, of course, it means exactly shlosha lug, then that would mean that we have less than the chashivas of a lug in any one of those kalim. And therefore, it's not considered to be bichlal, the mayim sheuvim of any chashivas, and less than a lug is not mayim sheuvim. So barba ein mitztarfim. Now, there are other dinim. Once this is true, now it should not necessarily follow, as we'll see, from here. But once we were koveya b'derabbana, we were koveya the shir as being three and not four, we were koveya that shir even in places where we're not talking about a shir of shlosha lugin. So for instance, if we have a balkeri who needed to go to the mikveh in order to be, at the time of Takanas Ezra, in order to be able to be mevorech and to learn Torah and so on, problem is that he is sick. Now, if he's sick, we don't expect him to have to go into a mikveh in order to be able to learn Torah. So we made it easy on him, and we said he could just take a shower. Shenofu alav tisha kavim, but it requires 9 kav of water to be able to be metire him. Now, 1 kav is 4 lugin, so 9 kav means that even if we would have it in 4 separate containers, we would have plenty in each container to be chashev. The same shear applies for that. And therefore, if you pour over that balkeri, tisha kabin, out of 4 containers, it will not be metayrim. The same thing is true of the gezerah, remember, that we had because of the fact that people were metayr them, so they thought they become tohar by being in clean water and not in the dirty water of a mikveh. So we have a takana that a person who is tohar and shloisha lugin of mayim, clean water, but the mayim she'uvim fall over rosh of rubo, he becomes tomei mirabana. There too, there's the same halacha. Now there makes more sense that if it's bikli echad or mishnayim or shlosha, maximum mitztarif, but me arba'a ein mitztarfim. So that means even the shir of tisha kavim, in which doesn't make sense to say it doesn't have the chashivas of the lug. That's not the point. We made one shir based on the original din of mayim she'uvim b'shlosha lugin mayim she'uvim, that if it falls from 4 different kelim, it is not mitztarev, even legabi the takana of tisha kavi. Now, we're saying, but you can be mitztarev shlosha kelim. That's only true if it was a continuous pouring. So, Bamed Varma Murin, when do we say that that's going to be Mitzarev, to be able to be Mitire, this Valkyrie, or to be Mitame, this Todam Tor? That's Bizman Shitchila Sheni Achalopa Sakarishon. That's only where the second guy starts pouring before the first one was finished, and the third one starts pouring before the second one was finished, so that there was a continuous flow. But if it was an interrupted flow, each one of them is viewed as being separate. Furthermore, we say this, Bameh Dvarim Amurim, that Shlosh Lugin are only going to be Mitzarev to Pasal Mikvah when they're poured from no more than three containers, and it's all at the same time, one after the other. No, that's only Bizman Shalonit Kavin Rabot. So this is only where his purpose in pouring out this water into the mikveh was just, he's pouring water. He didn't want Bedavka to fill a mikveh with Mayim Shuvim. But if his Kavana Melechatchila was that he's going to be pouring Mayim Shuvim into this mikveh, and then he's, oh, all right, well, we'll just do a little bit at a time, you know, so then it won't make a problem. It does make a problem. And if his Kavana initially was to be Marbeh, so then I don't care whether it's one tiny quart of water that you put in over the course of a year, it's still going to be mitzarev. So I feel quart of b'kol hashana mitzarfim l'shlosh lugin, it's going to be enough to pasul that mikvah. Now, here there's a very big machlokas between the tour and the way that the Shulchan Aruch paskins and the way he's doicha the tour in the Beis Yosef, which I have to admit, I have no idea what he's talking about, because to me, the simple meaning of the Mishnah is the Mashmaut is like the Torah. And he says the Torah is being Deicha, the meaning of the Mishnah, which I have no idea why that's the simple meaning of the Mishnah. The way that I just explained, it seems like the simple meaning of the Mishnah, no? But that's the way the Torah learns the Mishnah. That the Beis Yosef understands that the meaning of the Mishnah is that if you start off with a mikvah, that was Arboim Sob, you have people going into the mikveh. Now, every time first person goes into that mikveh, so now he pulls out some of the water on him, on his body, when he went out of the mikveh. So your intent each time was to refill the mikveh and to make sure that there's arba'im sa'ah when the next guy goes in. And you keep doing this every time someone goes into the mikveh. So in the end, if you put in Shloisha Lugin into the Arboim Sa'ah over the course of how many years it is, it'll still pass. That's how he learns. Which means that we'll be Mitzarev Shloisha Lugin after we had the mikveh that was kosher, because we took out a little bit of it. Okay, anyway, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But you could see the question of how to read the Mishnah. It's a very different way. I mean, I think it's a very different way of reading the Mishnah. Okay, Rabosai, this brings us to Hadron Halach Rabbi Yossi. And tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we are able to begin the fourth parak. I see Barnea is holding some kind of very amazing pun, and he's been controlling himself the whole time. The Alav Ne'emar, Kol HaZoveach Et Yitzro. Ah, indeed. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. How lovely. But that makes that, yes, I did speak to Moshe. He said he would, Bezrat Hashem, show up. So we're going to have to start a little bit later, huh? That may put a crimp in our starting the new Mishnah. Okay, so what time do we start tomorrow? Maybe
8:30. It's the Middle East.
I forgot that you're part of Arab culture here. Okay. All right. There's Shmu. Are you there? Can you save us?
I'm here. 7:40 is usually what we do.
7:40, not 45? Okay. Shmu says it's 7:40. Are we?
Those are negotiations.
Will 7:40 be okay? It's not. It's pretty tight. All right. I thought that was on Mondays and Thursdays we used to do. We used to do 7:40. And we stopped doing that. So I think we should go to 7:45 on a Rosh Chodesh. Okay. So I'll see you, Bezrat Hashem, 7:45 tomorrow. And see how far we can get. These are massive bots, huh? But we've been doing okay, considering. Each daf is like the equivalent of five of our daf in the Baba Passer. Okay, kol tov, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Psurot tovot.